Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There is arguably no more important and dynamic front in that war at the moment than that involving the Sharia supremacists and their efforts through both violent means and through active subversion to take down Western civilization. A man who has spent much of his professional life monitoring, commenting upon, and teaching the rest of us about such issues, I'm very pleased to say, is with us to kick things off today. He is Robert Spencer. He is, by my lights, one of the great national treasures when it comes to his command of information about the jihad, about the ideology that animates it. Robert Spencer is, among others, the author of The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies, a very timely subject we'll return to in a moment. You can also find his collected works at jihadwatch.org, a truly indispensable online resource. Robert Spencer, it's so great to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always great to talk to you, Frank. Thank you.
Well, there was a small victory in the battle to ensure that there are, inside the Trump administration, people who are supportive of the president's policies when it comes to trying to defeat and eliminate from the face of the earth, as he's called it, radical Islamic terrorism, and to reduce the numbers of people who are on the other team, it would appear. One such individual has left the building at the Department of Homeland Security, George Saleem. Would you tell us about George and his background?
George Saleem was the head of the Obama administration's Countering Violent Extremism program, which was essentially a massive exercise in trying to make sure that nobody thought that Islam had anything to do with terrorism. It was the Obama administration's centerpiece of its counterterror strategy. And yet there was no mention of Islam or jihad in connection with terrorism in any of its material. So it was just a large effort to divert attention away from what is one of the largest threats that the United States faces in our time, and an effort to also put into effect strategies that have been proven again and again to have failed to prevent jihad terror attacks, including outreach to Muslim organizations. George Saleem met hundreds of times with the Council on American Islamic Relations, which, of course, even the FBI cut off a few years ago because of its many connections to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. And yet Saleem was making nice with them and meeting with them on a regular basis. And the CVE program also was engaged in showering money on local organizations in hotbeds of jihad recruitment, such as the Somali community in Minneapolis, under the mistaken notion that jihad terror activity arises from poverty and lack of economic opportunity. And so if we just give these people enough money, they will not wage jihad. And so it was just entirely wrongheaded, doomed to failure, and George Saleem was its leader and most visible exponent. So it's a very good sign that he is gone.
Yeah. We hope that it will signal a course correction, notably with the relocation of the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, who seems reasonably squared away on this, to the White House Chief of Staff role. Robert, speaking of your Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies, enemy of free speech is apparently the European Union. Would you talk a little bit about what's been happening on the continent in particular with respect to the people in the various nations of Europe?
Well, yes, absolutely. The European Union seems dedicated to making sure that people do not know about and do not speak about the jihad threat, that they are unaware, essentially, of what's going on. The European Union has moved to prosecute various people who have spoken critically about Islam and about the migrant policies that the European countries have pursued to cause so much crime and so much unrest in their nations. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, was caught on a hot mic a couple of years ago telling Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook that he had to stop the dissemination of news that was critical of her migrant policies. And Facebook has complied. It seems as if the European Union is bent on a multiculturalist, internationalist agenda to erase borders and erase nationalities and erase the nation state, and has consequently pursued this massive influx of Muslim migrants, which has caused and will continue to cause, because of Sharia supremacism, massive societal unrest.
I fear that you could add to that list of things that are to be eliminated Western civilization itself. And Robert, to the extent that free speech is, as you know so well, as a prime practitioner of it, and very courageously at that, it's sort of a foundational principle of a free society. What are we to make of not only this acquiescence by the Facebook founder to Angela Merkel's determination of what's acceptable news, but the promise that has apparently been made by one of his vice presidents to the Pakistani government that they won't allow on Facebook anything that is critical of Islam? Can that possibly be so? And what would the implications of that be?
It's staggering and it's unbelievable, but it's true. Just recently, Joel Kaplan, the vice president of Facebook, flew to Islamabad and met with high Pakistani government officials and assured them they were very upset about blasphemy. And of course, blasphemy in Islamic terms means criticism of Islam, anything that is negative in regard to Islam. And so he assured them, and they demanded, that there would be no criticism of Islam on Facebook. And it's true, Frank. It's what's happened. My website, Jihad Watch, I track jihad terror activity. It is not, of course, the claim is always made, well, this is a hate site. This is a tactic that the Sharia forces have used to try to stifle any negative news about Islam and to impose Sharia blasphemy laws on the West. But in any case, from Facebook, I, for years, got 20,000 referrals a day. 20,000 people every day would come from Facebook to read Jihad Watch articles that they saw linked there. And that dropped in the middle of February to 2,000 a day or less, and has stayed about there ever since. Facebook has put in some algorithm and some controls or something to make sure people do not see Jihad Watch. And it's not just me. It's many, many other sites that are critical of jihad terror activity. And this is something that is obviously a concerted effort and a conscious decision that Facebook has made to cut off criticism of Islam.
And it's, of course, not just terrorism that you have been covering, but brilliantly, Robert Spencer, you have helped expose the stealth jihad, the subject of one of your other books, many of your publications, in fact, and it's desperately in need of exposure, it seems to me. So what's been done by Facebook, and say just in closing, a quick word about what's going on at Google as well.
Google recently bowed to pressure from Muslim leaders and changed the way their search results work so that only favorable material about Islam will come up if you search for Islam or jihad or Sharia, those kinds of words. Then you're only going to get material about how Islam is a religion of peace and has nothing to do with terrorism. And anything that actually analyzes how jihad terrorists use the teachings of Islam to justify violence and make recruits among peaceful Muslims, that material is all buried now.
Well, I'm frightened by what you're describing here, Robert, because it does seem as though this is further evidence that we too are slipping, as Europe has, into the status of dhimmis, of those who have submitted to this sort of Sharia supremacism. We're watching it play out in real time in Europe. It's not pretty, and nobody does a better job of documenting what's happening there and here than you at jihadwatch.org. I commend it to all of our listeners, and know that you will carry on and keep up this good work. Check out, as well as Robert's other terrific work at jihadwatch.org, his complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech and Its Enemies. Robert, thank you so much for your time today. Come back to us again very soon, if you would. Diana West joins us next. We'll talk about the curious case of the Democratic National Committee's server and why it isn't being examined by the FBI. That and much more. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.